This is Malloy on Triple M. It's very exciting for us here.
Of course it is.
The House of M's. We're a rock station. We love new music. We love bands like Garbage, who today have just released a brand new record, No Gods, No Masters. It's out right now. You can buy it and stream it in all the usual places.
It's about time. They've been a bit stingy with new releases. It's been a while. Get back in that studio and get
joining
packing.
Us right now, it's Shirley Manson from Garbage on Malloy.
How are you, Shirley?
I'm good, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Well, it's a pleasure to talk to you, and with such great news as Australia gets the idea that there's new music from Garbage out. This is a big day. In fact, I think our Melbourne arm may have been the first to play.
Yeah, it was. So Lee Garbage. Simon was the program director here, who was a great mate. In fact, great mates with Michael Gadinsky, who back in the 90s gave him a CD, said, you play this, you'll be the first in the world to play it.
Play it!
And
keep
it was Garbage
it.
When you began. So, yeah.
Yes.
This station here was the first to play.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Years ago. So tell us about the new music and the new album. What can we expect?
Well, it's our 7th record made by awesome people.
Yes, I believe it.
We're very proud of the record. It's quite different for us. It's very opinionated and it's chock full of good tunes.
That's right. All we can ask.
An awesome record by awesome people.
We've got people like Butch Vig involved, who I've had the pleasure of interviewing before. Apart from astonishing musician and producer, a top bloke.
This is the guy who produced, you know, Nevermind, Nirvana.
Absolutely.
Because we know he's a great drummer, but does he bring his production skills into the recording with you as well?
Well, of course. I mean, that's what he's, you know, born to do. Yeah. That's what he's really great at. But, you know, everyone, to be fair, problem with Garbage is everybody has very strong opinions in the band. So Butch is not creating this record by himself.
Yeah.
This is a true story. I played the new record for my dad and he listened and he said, Butch is sounding really good on this record. And I was like, what? And he thought that Butch was singing because some of the songs I sing much lower than I normally do.
Yeah.
He thought that was Butch.
No,
can I rest my case?
It was your dad's birthday last week, I believe.
That's right, yeah.
Did he get a couple of Garbage celebrating CDs? Did he?
Yes, and I threw in a T-shirt for jolly measure.
Nice.
Oh, well, that sounds fantastic. And I also understand, just quickly, you're part of Record Store Day, which over here has just got a groundswell, and it gets me really excited too because it takes me back to my childhood or younger years when the excitement you would get walking down to your local record shop.
It's a rite of passage, isn't it?
And filing through vinyl, picking one out, putting headphones on. The whole ritual of choosing music via albums.
Looking at the back and the liner notes.
And all that stuff was so exciting. And I think it's a wonderful thing you're doing to shine a light.
Well, I mean, you just said it all. I mean, we're big fans of vinyl and we miss that experience, that personal experience with a record. That I think the art of listening to records has sort of been lost a little, but we're very heartened by the fact that, I mean, I think last year vinyl sold over 1 million copies in the UK alone. So I think things are sort of changing a wee bit.
I think you're right. I remember the first albums I ever owned were shoplifted from Brashers. see, now kids just download illegally. Yeah. I had to go in there physically, stick it under my jumper and walk it out of the shop. Garbage, let's talk about this new album. It's so exciting, and especially here in our hometown of Melbourne. You're out on the Mushroom label.
Yeah.
I know you had an incredible relationship with Michael Gadinsky. I counted him as a personal friend as well. Just before we speak briefly about him, can I play you a very moving tribute that you made to Michael recently?
Oh my God, okay.
This is Shirley Manson from Garbage. I just want to send my deepest condolences, my love, my respect to you all on this dreadful loss of an extraordinary man, your husband, your father, your friend, your colleague. For us, Michael was extraordinarily special. He was the greatest record man that we have ever known, bar none. He was always welcome backstage. He believed in us at times when we had lost faith in ourselves. He always encouraged us. He brought great joy, energy, craziness. He was a freak and a wonderful one at that. And we shall miss him dearly. We really, really loved Michael Gadinsky. And I want to say, Slanja Va, Michael, my friend, we love you. See you on the other side, mate.
Well, that is truly lovely words. I couldn't agree more. What a great man. I try and put into words what I liked most about Mike. People often ask me, what's he like? And the only thing I could say is, like, every time he walked into a room, my tail would start to wag.
I
would go, oh, here we go. There's got to be trouble. Something's about to happen.
That's right.
And he just had this energy and life, which was just infectious, wasn't it?
What a gorgeous description. That is so perfect. I mean, I don't even know where to start with him. You know, he was extraordinary. And what I think is really touching is everyone we speak to says the same thing. He was my friend, you know. Mm. He made all of us feel respected and loved and cherished. And everyone from the band in Garbage to all our crew had real love for him. And I think that's really unusual, you know.
Yep.
There are countless amounts of funny stories about Michael that are, I mean, you just don't even know where to start, right, with them. But the most recent one that we were all laughing about recently was when his tooth fell out and he was on a flight, Sydney to Melbourne, and he super glued it in back into his mouth. But the super glue caught his finger and his finger was stuck to the tooth for the entire flight from Sydney to Melbourne. I mean, that's Michael Kadinsky, right? And my tail is wagging like crazy right now.
And he still would have been able to talk through that. You've got to buy the new record. Shirley, he actually introduced me to you once, and I doubt you'll remember this because it was fun. I was in Sydney. You were doing a concert, and he said, you've got to come along and see Garbage. They're just fantastic. So I went along, and we went backstage, and he was really convinced. He goes, so you two get on great. You'll be great. I want to introduce you. So Michael comes up and goes, Shirley, you've got to meet a friend of mine. This is Mick Molloy. It's Mick Molloy. Now, you weren't overly impressed. And the reason was you were walking from your dressing room to go on stage. You were actually in costume. You were carrying your microphone. You had your headphones on. Well, I'm going, Michael, now is probably not the time for this. But he didn't care. Oh, he did what he wanted.
Oh, amazing.
It was a load of fun.
Amazing.
We're going to play one of your songs now. And we can't thank you enough for new music. At a music station, this is just huge news.
Wolves
for us
is a great song, Shirley. No Gods, No Masters, we're going to play as well. And then, of course, The Man Who Ruled the World. This is a great song. This album, you've got to get.
Feel like we've got history with you and the band. So thank you again. Thanks for your time today. And let's rip into it.
You bet. Thanks, Shirley.
Thank you. Lots of love.